Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
This is the Zodiac. The first sign is dead. The Zodiac will kill the 12 signs in the belt when the zodiacal light is seen. The Zodiac will spread fear. I have seen a lot of police in Jamaica Avenue and Eldon Lane, but you are no good and will not get the Zodiac. Orion is the one that can stop Zodiac and the Seven Sister.
The world of serial killers and the law enforcement teams trying to catch them can be a long and arduous road. These are killers that can often hide among us. Their lives can appear normal and settled, but that is the side they show in public. Their dark side, the side they use to kill. That is the one they keep silent and hidden from view. The Zodiac Killer had taken 5 lives, yet he remained free and unpunished. No one knew who this man was. They didn't know what his plans were. Only that he had disappeared in 1974 and remained absent each year since. The hunt becomes almost impossible when you don't know who you're looking for. While detectives questioned what else could be done to catch this killer, someone else was watching from the shadows. He was quiet, hidden within the hustle and bustle of modern-day life. He stayed out of harm's way and kept to himself. An avid reader, he was a big fan of serial killers. His room at his mom's apartment in East New York was littered with books. One of his favorites was a book he had read more than once. It fascinated him and highlighted all of his own internal fantasies. He admired this killer more than the others. That book was Zodiac by Robert Gray Smith. Law enforcement were about to find out what happens when fantasy and admiration collide with reality. The results were terrifying. Brooklyn is one of 5 boroughs in New York City. In the 1990s, many of its neighborhoods were marked by poverty and high unemployment. Homicide, robberies, and assaults were sadly a common occurrence. In 1990, New York City recorded 2,245 homicides. It was the highest number on record. Law enforcement were inundated with violent crimes, all of which required their full attention. It wasn't an easy year. In March that year, 2 men were shot in separate attacks at point-blank range by an unknown assailant in Brooklyn. Mario Orozco was 49 years old and worked in a coffee shop washing dishes. On March 8th, after finishing his shift, he was walking home along Atlantic Avenue when a man wearing a mask and pointing a gun at him appeared from the darkness. Mario was shot in the back as he turned to run away. Before the shooter left, he pointed his gun at Mario's head as he lay injured on the ground. He did not fire the weapon a second time. Mario managed to make it to his home and call the police. 3 weeks later, on March 29th, 33-year-old Jermaine Monteestro was walking home from a friend's house in the early morning hours. As he walked on Nichols and Jamaica Avenue, he felt a sharp pain in his side. The gunman who had shot him disappeared before Germain had a chance to see his face. Both men survived the attempt on their lives. A month later, it was May 31st, 1990, and Joseph Proshy was taking his usual nightly walk on the dark streets around his basement home in Woodhaven in Queens. He was 78 years old and walked with a cane to support himself. His friends had asked him repeatedly not to go out so late at night, but Joe ignored them. He liked to walk when it was quiet, and the streets were his. On that night, as he made his way home, he was approached by a young man. It was 1:30 a.m. He thought the man was going to rob him. When Joe turned to try to walk away, he was shot in the back. As he struggled on the pavement, the young man leaned over him and placed a note next to his body. He then walked away from the scene. When police officers and EMTs attended to Joseph Proshy, they found him gravely wounded, but alive. He was rushed to the nearby hospital for treatment. NYPD detective Michael Ciravolo was one of the first on the scene. A bullet was found where Joe had been lying on the pavement. It was smooth all the way around. There were no marks or indentations. As it had been fired out of the chamber, the gun did not leave any trace.
Guns are unique. There's lands and grooves inside. So you can match it that this bullet was fired from this firearm. In this particular case, the bullet didn't have any unique markings on it. No lands and grooves. He was using a zip gun, a crude homemade gun. It's basically a length of pipe. It's a rubber band, like a slingshot, with a nail in it. Zip gun. They're impossible to trace. It's just a piece of plumbing.
When Detective Ciravolo read the note left by the shooter, he didn't know what to make of it. In the top corner was a hand-drawn circle with three neat matching segments marked out. Each one contained a symbol. The segments were numbered from 1 to 3. Underneath was a handwritten sentence.
This is the Zodiac. The 12th sign will die when the belts in the heaven are seen.
A large circle and crosshairs took up the bottom of the page. It was a symbol by now all police forces had become familiar with. It was the symbol of the San Francisco Zodiac Killer. The note didn't make sense to the detectives trying to understand what happened that night, but they knew it made sense to someone. What worried them was what their next move was going to be. As the weeks went by, Joseph Proshy remained in intensive care at Jamaica Hospital after undergoing surgery to remove a kidney. The bullet that had passed through his body had caused significant damage. On June 18th, Detective Ciravolo discovered that a letter had been sent to the New York Post that morning. The letter was eerily similar to the one the detective had found next to injured Joseph Proshy. The hand-drawn circle with three equal segments marked out featured prominently in the top left corner. The same three segments with the same three signs. The recognizable Zodiac symbol set at the top right of this letter in the same scrawled handwriting as before. The text was longer than the previous note.
This is the Zodiac. The 12th sign will die when the belts in the heaven are seen. The first sign is dead on March 8, 1990, 1:45 a.m. White man with cane shot in the back in the street. The second sign is dead on March 29, 1990, 2:57 a.m. White man with black coat shot in the side in front of house. The third sign is dead on May 31st, 1990, 2:04 a.m. White old man with cane shot in front of house. Faust. No more games, pigs. All shot in Brooklyn with a 380 WRL or 9mm. No grooves on bullet.
The shooter was now listing the dates, times, and descriptions of his alleged victims. This wasn't an isolated attack on a defenseless elderly man in the dead of night. It appeared he was randomly attacking people. Now he was brazenly boasting about his actions. The next day, the New York Post ran the story on their front page with the headline, "Riddle of the Zodiac Shooter." Three victims of street attacks had now been linked to this chilling figure. The public was alerted to a predator lurking the streets at night, preying on unexpected and vulnerable members of society. This individual called himself the Zodiac. For the second time, an attacker was committing heinous acts under the cloak of darkness and adopting the Zodiac moniker. Many feared it might be the same person. No one knew where this could lead, nor did they want to find out. Analyzing the three shootings, investigators noticed a chilling pattern. The shooter struck every 21 days, and always on a Thursday. His cryptic letters mentioned signs and belts in the sky, along with calling himself the Zodiac. Speaking with experts, they discovered that on the nights of these shootings, three specific constellations, Taurus, the Seven Sisters, and Orion, were predominantly visible in the night sky. The New York Zodiac, it seemed, was being guided by astrology. Over 1 year, the sun makes its way across the sky. The path of the sun creates an imaginary circle. This circle is called the Zodiac. From a need to find a simple way to track the movement of the sun, over 3,000 years ago, the Babylonians created a simple symmetrical system using the Zodiac. Based on the 12 lunar months in a year, they split this imaginary circle into 12 equal segments. To each segment, they assigned a recognizable pattern of stars, an individual constellation that forms a zodiac sign. These are often named after animals or mythical creatures. Taurus is known as the bull, Leo as the lion, Sagittarius as the archer. We know of these 12 signs today as our star sign under the month we were born. There are other constellations. Orion is known as the hunter. Three bright stars in a straight line make up his belt. Others mark his shoulders and his sword. The Seven Sisters sit within the constellation of Taurus, seven bright stars that can be seen with the naked eye. Millions around the world follow astrology and believe in the power of these stars. These constellations seem to mean something to this shooter. In his previous letters, three segments have been marked in a circle at the top of the page. Each segment contained a symbol. Detectives realized these symbols were astrological signs, representing the star signs of his three victims, Scorpio, Gemini, and Taurus. A letter sent to the 17th Precinct in East New York in November 1989 now suddenly made sense. At the time, it was dismissed as a prank, a rambling note that had no clear meaning and didn't relate to any case that officers could find. The author called himself the Zodiac and said he would kill the first 12 signs when the belt can be seen in the night sky. The shooter wanted to claim a life for each of the 12 star signs. He had now collected three of these signs, one for each of his three victims. It wasn't known how he knew of their star signs, but he had noted them correctly. Detectives set up a task force. They launched Operation Watchdog to stake out potential locations on nights when these conditions were aligned. Teams of officers from all different departments were called in to patrol these areas into the early hours of the morning. Anyone who looked suspicious was stopped and questioned, and in some cases, searched. Officers spent hours after hours combing the streets to look out for anything at all that might alert them to a predator creeping along the streets with them. They got nothing. The following morning, they discovered why. The shooter had relocated to New York City, striking his fourth victim in Central Park. Brazen and unafraid, he had opened fire as his homeless victim lay sleeping on a park bench. The shooter hadn't finished yet. The city was now his playground, and his terrifying game had only just begun.
Shipping Easter gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send gift baskets?
For sure.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.